What impact does the mayor's proposition have on the municipalities?
That was the central question from Assembly President Wayne Ogle Monday, when representatives from all the borough cities were on hand in Soldotna to give some feedback on Borough Mayor Charlie Pierce's latest proposals for finding new money to balance the budget. Three of the four ideas up for discussion are not new, and they haven't been met with much support in the past. Raising the borough sales tax, establishing a borough-wide bed tax or tourism tax, and repealing the seasonal sales tax exemption for non-prepared foods. Now, the newer plan is to marry a bump in sales tax to some change in property taxes. Both the mayor and Assemblymember Kelly Cooper have developed versions of this. Mayor Pierce's cuts the mill rate but asks for a 5% sales tax. Cooper's asks for only a 0.5% raise in sales tax and puts in place a mill rate hike if that were to fail at the ballot. So the incentives here are different.
The 6/10 mill rate, I've been accused of it being a stick in a stick. I don't believe that to be the case. I believe that to be, here's your opportunity, you want to be part of the solution. In my opinion, we do have to look at cuts, and our administration is working very hard to do that, to keep things flat or reduce where they can. And so I think that that mill rate helps the borough get to where they need to get and still allows the municipalities to do what they need to for their revenue generation.
And that was the central concern to anything dealing with sales tax adjustments. The cities derive most of their operating revenue from sales tax, so if the borough starts raising its rate, that draws down the pool for everyone. Here's Kenai City Manager Paul Ostrander.
It's not necessarily that we're opposed to the borough considering a sales tax increase. It's just the amount of it in 1 year going from 3 to 5, I think, is our biggest concern. But it's the significant increase in 1 year that we think potentially gets us close to the point where there's no additional capacity to increase sales tax beyond that amount, or at least an appetite from the residents to continue to see the sales tax cap increase.
The record for voters approving more or new taxes isn't good. That's one reason why some of these ideas are back on the table. They failed before, but there's still hope that they'll be accepted. Alternative to that, though, is the notion of getting rid of some exemptions. The seasonal exemption just on sales tax for non-prepared food items costs about $3 million a year. That's most of the borough's budget deficit. Soldotna City Manager Stephanie Queen noted that having that control over that particular tax was a big reason Soldotna moved to become a home rule city in 2016.
When the borough voters originally decided to stop taxing non-prepared foods, the assembly gave the cities the option to keep doing so, and we continue to keep doing so until more recently when the borough-wide voters denied that opportunity from the city of Soldotna. And our community got together really quickly, organized a charter commission, adopted a charter, became home rule, because that $1.2 million out of our $8 million a year was so significant that they weren't willing to give it up and try and accommodate that revenue some other way.
Some exemptions could be done away with by the assembly without going to voters, but that's not necessarily an easier sell. Whatever plan does finally make the cut, most at the meeting agreed, will need some serious salesmanship behind it. Homer City Council member Rachel Lord says that means changing the conversation to focus on specific line items that tax money gets used for, like a school roof or a road.
I think it's going to be a tough sell any revenue generation, because I think that we do have a frame of conversation and thought pattern that is that taxation is a full-on taking and loss of opportunity. That is across, I think a lot of members of our elected bodies and a lot of our residents, and that's a problem.
Time will tell how much more consideration some of these plans get. The simple increase in sales tax from 3 to 3.5% will get a public hearing when the Borough Assembly meets next on May 15th. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.